last week's.
It's over there.
There it is. No, that's this week's different bookmarks. Yitzhak Yaakov, Shmuel Zev, Benjamin David, Esther Bas Avraham Mordechai, Eila Bas Yaakov Shimshon, Shimon Leib, Ben Moshe Leib, and Golda Bas Meir. Here we begin on the bottom of Nun Hey Amud Beis by the two dots. The Gemara says, Om Rabbi Yochanan, Mai Dechsev, what's Pshat in the Pasuk? Which says, Ashrei Adam Mefached Tamid Umaksha Libo Yipol Bara. Fortunate is the man who is always afraid. Rashi says, he fears the consequences of his actions. Whereas one who hardens his heart will end up suffering as a result. A kamtza ubar kamtza charav Yishalayim. One such illustration of this pasuk is the fact that Yerushalayim was destroyed because of the actions of kamtza and bar kamtza. Now, the question that Mefarshim ask is, as we'll soon see in the story, the destruction of Yerushalayim was the result of the actions of bar kamtza. He was the person who, as we'll soon see, spoke against the Jews to the Roman government. It just so happened that he was confused by someone with Kamtza. But what did Kamtza do wrong? So the Ben Yehoyada suggests that anyone who can protest a wrongdoing and doesn't do so is held accountable as well. And as we'll soon see in the story, although Bar Kamtza is the one who was humiliated, who then took revenge, but the assumption is that Kamtza was there as well, and Kamtza could have prevented this from happening, didn't prevent it from happening, and therefore is held somewhat liable for what resulted. Okay. Let's take a look at the story. The Gemara is going to tell us the story in a minute. The Gemara then says, furthermore, Atanagola, Vitanagolasa, Charv Tormalka, that is, it was over a rooster and chicken that Tormalka was destroyed, and Asaka derispek charev betar. And it was as a result of the side of a wagon that betar was destroyed. Now the Gemara first tells us the story of a kamsa u bar kamsa charev Yerushalayim. It was because of kamsa and bar kamsa Yerushalayim was destroyed. What was the story? Dehu gavra, there was a man, derachme kamsa, his good friend was kamsa, u bal devave, and the person he viewed as his nemesis, he couldn't stand him, was Bar Kamtza. Okay, so Kamtza was his good buddy, Bar Kamtza was his enemy. Mashal suggests that, as the name implies, Bar Kamtza was the son of Kamtza. It was a father-son. And this fellow loved the father, hated the son. So Ben Yoyota suggests that maybe that might also be why Kamtza was at fault. Because if you're a father-son team, and you know that your son hates your friend, and your friend hates your son, so why do you just ignore it? Make peace. Do something about it. Make shalom between them. But apparently that wasn't to be. Apparently, Kamtza just let things remain as they were. And okay, so he hates my son hates him, big deal. So that's why perhaps Kamtza's faulted here as well. What was the story? Obatsu Dasa, this fellow was making a feast. Amar lo l'shamei said to his servant, Zil Aisle Kamtza, go get my good friend Kamtza to invite him to the meal. Also, Aisle Bar Kamtza. Instead, he invited Bar Kamtza. So the servant confused the two. Instead of inviting Kamtza, he invited Bar Kamtza. I guess if they were father and son, as the Marshal suggests, well, then obviously it's going to cause confusion. Same family, same household. Okay, he invited the wrong guy. Asa Ashke Dabi Yosef. So the owner of the host comes and sees that sitting at his meal is Bar Kamtza. Amalei Michti, let's see. Hu Gabra Bal Devava Du Gabra Havu. You are my enemy. My boss, Hacha, what are you doing here? Kum, poke, get up, and get out. Amarlei, so Bar Kamtza responded, Ho vasoi, well, once I'm here already, Shavkan, let me stay, Behivnilach, Demeima, De Achilna, Vishasina, let me pay for that which I eat and that which I drink. Top of the Amud.
Why isn't the Balabos held for his behavior?
Right, if anything, he's the one who's guilty of humiliating this person and of also being party to Sinaschinam. So you would expect that the host would be held liable for what happened here. But the truth is, we don't even know what the host's name was. In other words, we know Kamsan Bakam, so we don't even know the name of the host here in the story. It's interesting. We don't fault him, it seems. We fault more Kamsa and Bar Kamsa. Now, Bar Kamsa, of course, I understand. He's the one who went and informed the Roman government and spoke against the Jews. Kamsa explained he was held liable because he should have made peace. He should have protested. But the Baal Bayis here, we don't even know his name altogether.
This is the second base of Mikdash.
Yes, correct. Right, second base of Mikdash, correct. Yeah. Okay. So... The Gemara says what happened. Amalei lo. So the host says absolutely not, can't stay. Amalei. So by Kamsa see hevilach tmei palgas desayach. I'll pay for half your meal. Amalei lo. The host says nope, get out. Amalei yehevilach tmei kulus desayach. I'll pay a whole meal. I'll pay for everyone's cost. Amalei lo. Nope, you can't stay. Nakte biyade beokme grabbed him, stood him up, baafke threw him out. Omar, so Bakamsa said, hold the Havar Yosri Abanan. Banan is sitting here. The Lo Machube, they didn't object. That proves that they approve of this. So, you know, it could be, says Ben Yoyoda, the Chum didn't even see what was going on. It's very possible. But this guy assumed they saw and didn't object, and therefore assumed that they approved. So,
hard to believe that the Balbos didn't raise his voice and everybody heard it.
Right, that's a good point. I mean, how could they not have seen what was going on?
And they pick him up and throw him out.
Right, so...
to be a big, really big
shooter. It could be that they knew the Balbos wanted to kick the guy out, but they didn't see that it became physical. In other words, it could be that they saw the disagreement, but didn't realize it would get to be so physical. I was just showing an article published in the newspapers in Fall River, Mass, back in 1916, Orthodox synagogue in town, and there was a court case brought against a member of the synagogue for assault and battery because he was charged with slugging the chazan who refused to step down from the amud. The chazan was not a member, and when he walked into shul, there's only one officer of the synagogue present who said, yeah, you can daven for the amud. A few minutes later, another officer of the synagogue walks in and says, no, this guy gets to daven for the amud. But the guy already got up, who wasn't the member, refused to step down. Another member of the shul, who was a 62-year-old fellow, walks in, sees that this non-member is not giving up the amud, walks over to him, shoves him, slugs him, yikes. And then gets charged for assault and battery. So it's one thing to have a disagreement. It's another thing when you start slugging someone and taking action, you know, physically. So, okay, say that disagreement, but turn physical. So, Bar Kamsa was very angry, and he said to himself, well, the Chum approved of what this guy did to me, so Ezel, I'm going to go, Echel Bu Kortza Be'mak, I'm going to go inform upon them to the king. Also, he went to the Roman government. Amalei, he said, the case is to the Caesar. Mar Debach Yehuda, the Jews are rebelling against you. Amalei Miyem, who said so? Amalei. So Bar Kamsa responded, Shadalu Korbana, send a korban to be offered. Chazis, you'll see in Mikravenle if they offer it on your behalf or not. Azal Shadar Biyade Agotilsa. So the Caesar sent this 3-year-old calf, or third born calf, with the Bar Kamsa back to the Beis HaMikdash, and what happened was the Gemara says Bahade de Ka'asi Shadda Be'muma, as he was coming toward the Mikdash, he inflicted a mum, the nivsifasayim, in the upper lip of the animal, which Marshal says represents the fact that the Jews at that time were guilty of Lashon Hara, speaking inappropriately against one another. The Amr lo Baduk and Shabayin, or he made a mum in the eye, which Mashal says represents the fact that they were stingy, as evidenced by the fact that this host refused to let Bar Kamsa stay at the meal. Tuchta, it was a place on the animal, the mouth, the lip, the eye, till it didn't have a mumma. Halacha views that as a mum, disqualifies the animal. But the Romans didn't view that as a mum. because the animal was intact. It wasn't missing any body parts. So there was a quandary now. What to do? What do you do now? So Sofer Rabbanu Lekrove, the Chachamim wanted to be makriv it regardless. Mishum Shal Machlas, to maintain the peace with the Roman government. Amar Lehu Reb Schaib Ben Afkul, Reb Schaib Ben Afkul said, Yomru, Bali Mumin, Kraven, Lekav Mizbeach. If you are makriv this animal, people will mistakenly think you can be makriv Bali Mumin. So that's not a good option. So the Gemara says, Sofer Lemekhtalei. So the Rabbanu wanted to kill this Bar Kamsa to Lolezel Velema. He shouldn't report back that the carbon wasn't offered. So they suspected him already of no good. So they wanted to kill him. Amalhu B'Shaya said, Yomrim Matlum B'Kachim Yaharig. People will think mistakenly that you are Chayv Misa for creating a mum in an animal. So it seems like they knew that he had caused the mum and they therefore suspected that he was up to no good. And Reb Schaya said, you can't kill him because people think that you get death for making a mum in kachim. So Amr Rabbi Yochanan said, in v'sanuso, Reb Schaya ben Afkulas. Rashi, this means his tolerance, his willingness to tolerate this guy and not kill him. Hechuiva espeisenu, that's what destroyed our home. Sarfes hechelenu, destroyed our sanctuary. Heglisanu mi'atzenu, it resulted in us being exiled from our land. Okay, so that was the result of this discussion, and the Ben Shai points out that the fact that they sent an Egla Tilsa with Bar Kamsa was an indication that the Churban Mikdash was in a certain sense an outgrowth of the Chet HaEgel. He associates that back with Egel Hazav. Therefore, there was an Egla Tilsa sent here, perhaps. Okay. So, what happened now? Word gets back to the Romans that the carbon was rejected. So, Shadar Alavayu Leniron Kesar. So, the Romans sent Nero, I guess, to attack the city of Yerushalayim, and as he was approaching, Shodan Dira Lemizrach, he fired an arrow to the east. Asa Nafal B'Yerushalayim, it fell on Yerushalayim. Lemarav, he fired an arrow to the west. Asa Nafal B'Yerushalayim, it fell on Yerushalayim. La'abruch HaSeshmaim, he fired arrows in four directions. Each one fell on Yerushalayim. Amalei Leinuka, he said to the child they saw, so Pipsukach, what verse did you study today? Amalei, he answered him, God says, I will take my revenge against Edom through the Jewish nation. So Nero understood as follows. Amalei, he said, God wants to destroy his home, but he wants to use me to do it. So he did not want to therefore partake in this destruction of the Mikdash. Arak v'Azal, he fled. The guy he converted. Nothing from Rav Meir, and Rav Meir was descended from Nero Caesar. So the Romans therefore had to send a replacement to replace Nero Caesar. So who do they send? Shadre Ilavayu Lasafsinus Caesar. They sent Vespasian instead. Also, he came Tsar ala Tzlos Shani. He laid siege to Yerushalayim over the course of 3 years. Havu Bahanu Tlasa Asir, there are three very wealthy people in Yerushalayim, Nakdima Ben Gurion, Ben Kaba, Savua, Uben Tzitza Sekases. Why was that their name? Nakdima Ben Gurion, Shen Nakto Lacham Abavur, the sun shined extra long for him. Ben Kaba Savua, Shkol Nichnas Lebesok Shu, Rav Kikalat, whoever entered his home famished like a dog. Yotze, Kshusavea, walks out satiated. Then Tzitzis Akases, Shahis Tzitzos and Egres Agabek Sassos, his tzitzis would drag on top of silk. And some say, Shahis Kisaso Mutalas Ben Gdolerome, his chair was amongst the noblemen of Rome, which indicates that despite his connections, he was still unable to prevail upon them to spare the city. So Chadam Elihu, one of these wealthy men said, "I'm not Zainul who bechitiv v'zamisari. I'll sustain the city with wheat and barley." Chadam Elihu once said, "B'dechamra u'b'dmilcha u'mishcha. I'll sustain them with wine, salt, and oil." V'chadam Elihu b'dtsivi. And once said, "I'll provide the firewood." V'shavchu Rabbanu b'dtsivi. Rabbanan were most impressed with the offer to provide firewood. To Chista, because of Chista, kol haklidi have a muscle sham. He gave his servant all the keys, bar b'dtsivi, except for the key to the wood. Storage. So Rav Chista said, "Aklava dechiti, the storage for the wheat, boy shisin aklavi tzivi requires 60 storehouses of wood." Okay, so that was the offer of these wealthy individuals. Havelu lemeza eshem v'chad shata. They had enough to sustain the city for 21 years. But at the same time, havabuhu hanu b'yone. There were these. Violent, aggressive men in town. Amru lehu Rabban. Rabban said, "Nebuk v'nav shlama b'adah. Let's go make peace with the Romans." Lo shavkinu. They refused to allow them to do so. Amru lehu nebuk v'nav krav b'adah. The Brioni wanted to do battle with the Romans. Amru lehu Rabban. Rabban said, "Lo mistayim milsi. Not going to succeed." So in order to force their hand, come with the Brioni. Got up. Kalanu lahanu amavri dechit v'sari. They burned down the storehouses of wheat and barley, v'avakafna, and famine ensued. So, Gemara says at that point, as an illustration of what happened, Marsa bas Baisus, as he rusted Yerushalayim, Habia. Marsa, daughter of Baisus, was one of the wealthy women of Yerushalayim. Shadrus l'shlucha, she sent her servant, v'armel, she sent him, zil ais l'smida, go buy fine white flour. And also his daven, he went, it was sold out. Asa Amla, he told her, Smida Laka, no fine white flour, Chibrasi Ika. There is white bread. Amla is still icily, go buy it. And also his daven, it was sold out. Asa Amla, he came back and reported to her, Chibrasi Laka, Gushkri Ika. No white bread, but there is coarse bread. Amla, she said to him, still icily, go buy that. And also his daven, that was sold out. Asa Amla, he reported back to her, Gushkur Laka, there's no coarse bread, Kimcha de Sarika, there's barley flour. Armlezel Isley, go get that. Ad Ozal is Davin, but by the time he got there, that too was sold out. Habashlifa Misana, she was, because removing her shoes. Armle, she said, Epuk v'echze imashkach ne middle mecha, let me go out and see if I can find anything to eat. Isla parsa bekara, but she ended up stepping into animal dung. But Mesa, she was so disgusted by it, that she died. Kari Allah, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai cited the pasuk in the Tochcha, which says, "Harakabach Vanuga, Ashlonissa Kafragla." The finicky, the pampered one, who's never experienced stepping with her feet on the floor, so pampered, so sensitive, that she experienced this incident, and she died as a result. Okay, so that's the pasuk in Perachav Ches. Speaking of those so pampered that they couldn't tolerate, harakabecha v'hanuga ashal misa kafragla hatseya laaretz mis aneg umeroch. They never even had to step on the floor because they're so pampered. Okay. Next, Ikadami, some say, Grogros Jebtzadok Achla, Desnisa Omesa. It wasn't that she stepped in this animal dung and died, but rather she ate the figs of Jebtzadok and became so sick that she died as a result of that experience. So what was that all about? The Gemara explains. Jebtzadok Yosef Arboin Shnin B'Tanesa. For 40 years, Jebtzadok was fasting regularly. The Lichon of Yerushalayim to prevent the destruction of Yerushalayim. So the Ben Ishchai draws the parallel: 40 years of fasting, 40 years in the desert, 40 days of Chet HaMeraglim, all connected. That Chet HaMeraglim bringing about the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash in Yerushalayim. So Kehava Ochel Midi, he was so meshed when he would eat have a mischazim mevro, you could see it from the outside, going down. The Chavabari, when he was getting better, Maisli Grogros, they brought him dried figs, Maitz, Mayayu, he would suck the juice, the Shadilahu, and then discard it. And that's what she found, those consumed figs. When she was dying, she took out her gold and silver, she threw it in the streets, she said, who needs this now? And just said, that's Pshat Nepasuk. Kaspam b'chutzos yashlichu. They throw their silver on the streets. Abba Sikra, Reish Beryoni Dishlaim, Abba Sikra, who was the head gangster here, Ba'ach said Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai. He was the son of the sister of Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai. So Shalach Le, so Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai sent to him, Tav Betzin El Gavoy, please come see me privately. Asa he came, Amalei, Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai said to him, Emas Abdisu Hachi, Bekatlis Lel Amal Bekafna, how much longer are you going to do this and kill out people through famine? So Amalei, so Abba Sikra said, my Aavid, what should I do? The Yamin al-Humidi, if I say something to them, they'll kill me. Amalei, so Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai said, Chaz l'takanta l'didi, so at least find a solution for me. Let me leave the city. Ev should the heavy atzal porso, save something. Amalei, so he advised them as follows. Nekot nafshach b'katsiri, pretend that you're sick. Let people come and visit you and ask about you. Va'isi midi sarya, take something stinking, smelly. Va'agni gabach, and put it in the bed with you. Then lemer d'noch nafshach, let them say that you died. Va'ailabach tamidach, let your students carry you, and that's it. Va'loyabach inishachmina, no other man should carry you. Va'loyagashanbach, they shouldn't sense and feel about you. De'kalilat, that you're lighter and easier to carry than a dead weight. Didn't you ever they knew? The chaya kala mimisa. It's easier to carry a live body than a dead body. So Avadachi, they pulled off that ruse. Nichnas bo Rebbe Lezer, mitzad echad, shu mitzad echad. His talmid and Rebbe Lezer, Shua carried him. Kimoth l'pisch, they came to the gates of the city. Bo l'midkar, they wanted to stab the body. So Amal Husa, Abba Sikra said to the Biryone, Yomer, the Romans will say, Rabban Dakru, that they're stabbing their rabbi. Bo l'midkar, they wanted to push him. Maybe he'd cry out. Abba Sikra said, no, Yom Rabban Dachlu, they're going to say badly about us that they shoved their own Rebbe. So possibly they opened for them above the gates. Nafak, he went out. Kimat Lassam, once he escaped, he came to the Roman camp. Amri said, Shlom Alach Malka, he greets the king, meaning he greets Vespasian as king. Amalei, so Vespasian says to him, Mechai Vestrekatla, really you should be killed twice. Chav number one, the lav malka and the kakar se malka. I'm not the king, so you're mocking me. This too. Furthermore, I malka, if I am the king, ada idna my law sister. By the way, didn't you expect me coming earlier to visit me? I'm a lady. So Yochanan Zakkai said, the ka'amrat lav malka. Now you said you're not the king. Ibra malka, you are the king, or you will be the king. Says Rashi. Why? The lav malka. If you're not going to be the king, lo mimsra yushlaim biyadcha. Yushlaim will not be given over to you. And Tosis explains, although Yerushalayim was not yet conquered, but because he had laid siege for 3 years and there was famine ensuing, it was as if it was already conquered. Even though the actual physical conquest was Titus later, but at this point already it was almost as if it was done already. So if you're not going to be king, you wouldn't succeed in conquering Yerushalayim. Why? The Chassid says, "V'halavanon ba'adir yipol." The Levanon will fall in the hands of the mighty. "V'ein adir elamelach." Adir means a king. The Chassid says, "V'ya adir obimenu." Sadir means king. Ve'in Levanon, Ella Beis HaMikdash. And Levanon, which will fall in the hands of the king, is a reference to the Beis HaMikdash. How do we know that? Shneva says, Har Hatov Hazeh Ba'Levanon. So if the Levanon, which is a reference to the Beis HaMikdash, is going to fall into the hands of an Adir, so that means that you, who conquered Yerushalayim, are going to be king. You're going to be king. The Apostle in Yirmiyah, which speaks of Adiromi Menu, means that the ruler of Tzion will be from Bnei Yisrael. It's a reference to the times of Geula. Saying that the ruler of Yerushalayim will be from Bnei Yisrael. So we see from there that Adir is a lashon of ruler. Okay. So upon hearing this, Or Rabbi Yochum then adds, "V'dikamar im malkana amaylo ka'asist gabayad ha'idna." You said, "If I'm really king, why didn't you approach me earlier?" The answer is, "Beryoni de'isban lo shavkina." The gangsters amongst us don't allow us to approach you. So this patient said, "Ilu chavis shel dvash v'darkon karachale." If you had a barrel full of honey, a serpent wrapped around it, wouldn't you have broken the barrel to kill the snake? Ishtik, Rabbi Yochum Zaka was silent. Karele of Yosef, Item Rabbi Akiva, so Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Akiva, cited the following pasuk, Meshiv, Chachamim, Ochar, Vidaitim, Isatkel. That God will, at times, push back the wise, make them as if they were foolish. In other words, he should have responded. How so? Ibrahim Lamemer, they should have said, Shaklinan, Sivsa, you should take tweezers, pliers, v'shaklin leh, the dark one, remove the snake, v'shaklin leh, kill the snake, v'chavisa, shavkin leh, and leave the barrel intact. That's what he should have said to Vespasian. Okay, but in other words, Rabbi Yochanan Mizrake told Vespasian I couldn't come out earlier because of these biryone, because of the biryone. Okay, now just, I want to add an aria. We said before that when they were trying to assess whether Rabbi Yochanan Mizrake had actually died, and they wanted to stab him or shove him. So Abba Sikra said, don't do that. They're going to say that, oh, they stabbed the Rebbe, they mistreated the Rebbe. So Rashi said that meant the Romans are going to say that. The Romans are going to say that. So Ben Ishchai argues, why would that be of any relevance? Like, why would the Biryoni care what the Romans say? So he suggests the pshat is that what Rabbi Yochanan Mizrake was, that what Abba Sikra was saying to the Biryoni at the gate was that if you're going to stab Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai, the other Biryone are going to think that was excessively cruel and inappropriate. Mm. You're going to create division within your own ranks. You're going to end up creating strife amongst yourselves. It's going to be different disadvantageous to your unity and to your efforts. That's why you shouldn't do it. That's an interesting, different interpretation.
How did Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Kiva know what the conversation was if there was nobody else?
Right, I guess it was a... That's a good point. I guess it was a Masorah. I guess Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai probably repeated, or those who were with him, his Tamidim, and those of Yeshua, probably accompanied him. So I guess it was repeated over, and then upon hearing the conversation, repeated over later, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Kiva made his comments. Mm. Okay. Now the Ben Ishchai suggests that the comparison of Bnei Yisrael to a barrel of honey is because honey cannot be brought in the Mizbeach. And by this point in time, the Bnei Yisrael have already kind of, you know, become undesirable to HaKadosh Baruch Hu because of their chataim. Okay. So, the Gemara says, what happened then? Atochi, while they're talking, Asi Pristik Alei Meromi, an emissary comes from Rome, Amale, he tells Vespasian, come get up, the Mr. Kesha, the Caesar has died. The Amri, Hanu Chashiv, the Romi, and the noblemen of Rome have decided, yes, the Senate voted, Lo Sivach Beresha, to make you the next Caesar. Havasayim Chad Masani, he had put on one shoe beforehand. Bala Masayim Achrina, he wanted to put on the other shoe. Loyal, didn't work, didn't go on. Bala Mish Fulidach, wanted to take off the first shoe. Lo Nafak, didn't come off. Amri, my high, what's going on here? Amale, Abiyachim, like I said to him, Lo Titzdar, don't be upset. Shmotov Asilach, you just got good news. So Sivit says, Shmotov Dashan Etzem. Good news will fatten the bone. So that shoe that was on is now stuck on. The shoe that didn't go on yet can't go on now. Alamatakat, that's what I do now. Lace inish lo mesva daitachmane, bring someone you don't like. Lichlif kamach, let him walk in front of you. So Sivit says, Ruach Nechaya tiyavesh garem. That will dry out the bone. That will, I guess, once again, shrink it back to size. So Avadachi, he did that, and it worked. The shoe went on. Amalei, so Vespasian said, Umeachad achmitsu kuliha, you're so wise. Ara idna amai lo asis l'gabai, why did you come beforehand? Amalei, so Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai answered, V'lo amri lach, I told you why, the Biryoni didn't let me. Amalei, so the Vespasian said, Ananami amri lach, I also respond to you as well, you should have smashed the barrel. Trash then means break the walls of the city, just to allow the Romans, I guess, to kill the Biryoni. In other words, if it's the Biryoni who are doing this, should have broken the walls just to be able to get the Biryoni out. Okay, so the Gemara then says, Amar Lei, so Vespasian said, Mezel Azala, I'm leaving, going to Rome. In a Shacharina, Mishadrana, they're going to send someone else. Elaboyman Amidid Etenlach, ask that which I can give you. Last request. Amar Lei, Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai said, Tain Li Yavne Mechachamel. Spare me the city of Yavne and the Chachamim there. Don't destroy it, don't kill them. Number two, Vishushulta de Rabbi Gamliel, spare the Davidic dynasty. And number three, Va'asvasa the Messiah and the Rabbi Tzadok, give me doctors to cure and heal Rabbi Tzadok. So, Gemara says, Kari Alei of Yosef, once again of Yosef, Yitem Rabbi Kiva said about this statement, Meshiv Chachamim Ocher, Hedakti Misakel. He criticized Rabbi Yochum Zakeh's request. Why? Ibrahim Emelei, the Shafkinu, Hadazimna. You had him in your hand. You should have said, spear the city this one time. Why not ask for your Yerushalayim to be speared? Husaber, Yochum Zakeh held no. Dilma Kuli Hailo Avid. That's asking too much. He's not going to take that. And then Batal Porsan Amil Havi. No, I get nothing. So at least I'll ask for something, so I get something. That was what he was thinking. So, the Gemara now adds, what was the method of cure for Rabbi Tzadok? Asvasa de Masan Rabbi Tzadok, my he, what was the cure? Yomakam, the first day, Ashkiyu Amai Dapari. They gave him water, which bran had been soaked in. The next day, Mai Desipuka. They gave him water which had bran and flour mixed in with it. The next day they gave him water that had just flour mixed in with it. Adave Me'e Pursa, Adarabach Me'e Pursa Pursa. So his intestines slowly expanded for the years and years of fasting. Azal Shadu Latitus. So then, as replacement to Vespasian, they sent Titus instead. So what happened now? The Omar E Elohim Tzur Chasoy Bo. Pasuk says, he shall say, where is their God, the rock they took shelter with? Zatitus Rosh, a reference to Titus, Shechirif Begidif Chavimala. He arrogantly, blasphemously spoke against God. Masa, what did he do? Tofas Zorabiyot, he took a prostitute. Nechmas Beis Kodesh Kodashim, enters the Kodesh Kodashim. He sees a Sefer Torah, he unrolls the Sefer Torah, the Ovel Avera, and he sins upon the Sefer Torah. Notosai, he takes a sword, Begidir Saparoches, he stabs the parochas. In Asenes, a miracle occurs. Vaidam mevatz beitz deyotze, and blood came out of the parochas. And it's kind of suggests that the Gemara says, tough sabiyad, he grabbed the zona. That implies that even though she was a non-Jew, she was hesitant, she was reluctant, she didn't want to go. He grabbed her and forced her to come in. so the blood came out. Yeah.
This is the reverse order of what he would have been doing before he went there to cut Shikadashim. He stabbed the curtain first.
Right? Interesting, yeah. And it's an interesting point. You know, it seems like he entered first, and then afterwards he stabbed the parochas. Interesting. And the Gemara says this was a nes, that blood came out of the parochas. so what happens? Kosovo, he thought, Hargas Atzma, he killed God in his own mind. Shnemrat says, Sha'agut Zarecha Bekev Madacha, your enemies have yelled out in the middle of your meeting places, in the Kodesh Kodashim. Samo Ososam Osos, as they view these miracles as, they view these miracles, these Ososam as Osos. They look to these signs to assess their success. They refer to these signs as proof of their success. So Abba Chanan says, the Pasuk says, Michamocha Chasin Ka, who is like you, God, who is so mighty? Michamocha Chasin Vekasha, who is like you, so strong? Shatashmani Utso Vigiduf Osarashi, you hear this guy's cursing, it shows like, and you're silent in response. That's the sign of your Gevurah. Zverabi Shmaltama. Mikamocha Ba'ilam Hashem means Mikamocha Ba'ilmim. Who is like you, God, who can remain silent? So Ma'asa, what did Titus then do? Natas HaParochas. He takes the Parochas. Va'aso Kamin Gargusni. He forms it into some sort of basket shaped utensil. And Hevi Kol Kelim Shev Mikdash V'nicham Behen. He brings all the Kelim of the Mikdash. He puts them into the Parochas. Though Shiva Mispina, he puts them on a ship, Leilech, to go back to Rome, Lishtabech Be'iro, to brag about his successes. Shneva says, Uvechein, Reisi, Reshoim, Kavurim, Uba'u, Umimakam, Kadosh, Yehalechu, Yishtakhu Be'ir, Asher Kein Asu. So Atikri Kavurim, don't read it as if Rasham were buried, rather Ella Kivutsim, gathered, assembled. Atikri Shtakhu, don't read it as if it says they'll be forgotten. Ella Bishtakhu, read it as if it says they will praise themselves. Ikidami, some say Kavurim, Mamish. The word Kavurim means buried underground. In what sense? Tafilu meted the Mitamran, even the concealed wealth of Bnei Israel, Igal Yaluhon, they uncovered. Omen of Nachshol Sheben Lotavos, as he's sailing back to Rome, so this stormy wind threatens to drown them. Amri says, "Oh, kedumani, it seems shalhem shal elu ein kvarasa el b'mayim, that their god is only capable on water." Paro tafa b'mayim, Sisra tafa b'mayim. Paro drowns in Yamsuf, Sisra drowns in Nachal Kishon. Afu omid tovayni b'mayim, so I'm also like them. He's drowning me in water. Im gibruhu, if God is truly mighty, yalo le'basha v'yasimi milchama, go fight me on land. Yotze Baskel v'Amarlo, so Baskel emerges and says, Russia ben Russia, you arrogant, evil man. Ben benosh le'esav Russia, son of the son of Esav. Beria kala yishib alome, have a small little creature. Yitzer shmo, it's a gnat. Amai kala beria kala, why is it beria kala? It's called beria kala because the Gemara says, ma'alana isle, has a small mouth to take in, but ma'fakim alesla, doesn't have any way to excrete. Oli avasha, so he finally disembarks onto ground. And so Aleli Abasha, God says to him, you should disembark onto ground, and you do battle with my net. Oli Abasha, so he disembarked, but Yitrish v'nechit v'chosmo, a Yitrish entered his nostrils. Nika b'mocho, sheva shanim, 7 years, it's banging away in there. Yom achad, one day, havekachol, above d'be'napcha, he's walking by the blacksmith's doorway, the sound of the hammer banging silenced, at least for the moment, the gnat stopped banging away. Amra, so Titus said, well, I have a solution. So from that point on, every day, they brought a blacksmith to bang in his presence. They're knocking for a non-Jewish blacksmith, paid him 4 zuz for his work. They saw for a Jewish blacksmith, Amalei, he said to him, good enough that you can see your enemy suffering. I'm not paying you anything. For 30 days, Avad Hachi, that worked. Kind of ailed, but at that point already, Kabun, the Dush, Dush. Once the Yitush became used to the noise, so then he was used to ready, and he stopped, and he continued to peck away. Okay. So the Gemara then says, what happened? The Tanakh actually tells us, Amar Pinchas ben Aruva, and Isi ben Gedolim Rome. I was among the great, prominent noblemen of Rome. When Titus died, Patsu, so they cracked open his skull. Matzibot Kitzipor Jabor, they found that Yitush was the size of a small bird. Mishkol Shnei Slime, weighed 2 slime. Masnisitana, in the Bryce it says, Kigozel ben Shana, he was like the size of a 1-year-old pigeon. Mishkal Shnei Litrin, the size was the weight of 2 litrin. Amar Bayabai says, Natinan, we have a tradition, Piv Shal Nechoshes, the mouth, the beak was out of copper, Tziporna Shal Barzal, its claws, its toes, its nails were like iron. And Kavakamais, when Titus was dying, Amalu said, Likliyu Elu Gabra, burn my body afterwards, Velivjik Likitme Ashev Yami, and scatter it amongst the seas. So the Jewish God shouldn't be able to find me. Lilok me bedina, and to bring me to justice. So even as he's dying, let alone he didn't do tshuva earlier on, like Nero did when he saw the arrows landing in Yerushalayim from every direction. But even as he's dying, he still thinks he can outsmart God by having his ashes scattered different places so that God should be able to track him down. Okay, we'll stop here. Let's start to prepare tomorrow.
Thank you, Rabbi.
Good day to all.
Thank you.
Thank you.